Well, I don't want to pop your balloon, but this is the news, according to me. Good morning. Good Monday morning. It is Monday morning, February 13th, 2022. It is 8:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am at the home office studio this morning. I'm loaded for bear. I don't know if there's any bears out there, but if any show up, I'm loaded for them. I have in my cup. I have the chai, of course, the vanilla chai, with my vanilla creamer. I have a very vanilla life. No spice. No, there's nothing spicy about it at all. I have that. So I've got that going on, and I've got as well. I also have the premium of all premiums of sweet tea. And I'm not talking about Chick-fil-A. I'm talking about my own. Yes, my own homemade sweet tea with real peach nectar in it. So it is a real peach tea made with my own grimy fingers. I have, that is my backup cup this morning. First, I will top myself off with the chai tea. I've got a few weeks at home, so I am, this is going to be good. I'm not planning on going on any major trips for a while. And this is going to be a good time for the show, I think. It's going to be consistency every morning, hopefully a little bit earlier than this. But in the meantime, it will be, and of course, the Friday live shows. And then, of course, I'm hoping to have some, better content. And I've also found a source, finally. I've been kind of pressing on this idea of doing another podcast that has to do with, and I believe it'll be a lot more popular because it has a little bit more to do with pop culture. It's talking about conspiracies and conspiracy theories. All of this ties into a book that I'm eventually going to write, but I have to build the point is here, or the plan, I guess I should say, is I want to build an audience with the podcast and then promote the podcast to the point where it has an audience, and then I can actually promote the book from there. So I kind of have a ready-made audience that wants to read something about conspiracy theories. Because I do have an extensive idea. I have to sneeze. And you didn't even hear it because I have a mute button. I've sneezed twice now. Something in here makes me sneeze. I think it's the fact that I don't get down here enough. And when I do come down here, it's very dusty. And the cat has a tendency to think, doesn't do his job dusting the place. Anyway. Well, you know, I do have a light switch over there I could turn on, but I didn't think about that one. My one light bulb in the place here is burned out down in this area of the basement, and I need to replace it with an LED. It's a fluorescent light. I think the ballast is bad. Anyway, going from ballasts in light bulbs to conspiracy theories. So the book that I want to write, and I've been in the process of writing. But I need to put it together with a lot of different conspiracies, modern-day conspiracy stuff. And I finally found a source for really good, like really detailed stuff that will work really well to do daily little shows about conspiracies and little unexplained events. And speaking of that, plays right into this whole thing with the balloons. Now, there is all kinds of weird stuff going on. Okay, we're shooting down balloons now all of a sudden. Probably things that would never have gotten any attention at all are all of a sudden now fighter jets are shooting everything out of the sky. Now, I have been a pilot for about 40 years. I happen to know, has it been 40 years? I need to do some math here. 87. Yeah. 40 years would be, yeah. Wow. I'm an old man. Almost 40 years. Close enough to 40 that it might as well call it 40. So I've been familiar with airplanes and been in airplanes for at least that long or longer. I was building model planes before that, much, you know, radio controlled planes back when they didn't have the digital stuff. And there's something interesting about things in the sky. And I'm kind of surprised that some of the reports coming back from some of the fighters, the fighter pilots, apparently, supposedly. Now, I don't think we're getting real information. There's a chain of command that comes back from this stuff. When a fighter jet is dispatched to shoot down a unidentified object in the sky, first of all, if this is aliens, they're doing a very poor job. They need to develop something better if they're going to take over the world and eat us and consume us for their food. We have a there's a whole lot of baloney out there that continues to be spread around, if you will. And at this point, it's really ridiculous. However, there is some background here. Is it Paul Krugman? Is it Krugman? Is that the guy's name? I'm going to play this video, or play this audio, I guess it is. You're not going to be able to see it. Where did I put it here? There it is. I hope you can hear this okay. I think it's Paul Krugman talking about something that I think deserves some attention, at least a mention. And just to prove that he actually said it, I'm going to actually play what he said, because pause that. Pause there. Okay, now we can turn on the, I don't know why it always comes up that way. I'm going to play this. Yeah, this is Paul Krugman. Let's see what he has to say.
I actually have a serious proposal, which is that we have to get a bunch of scientists to tell us that we're facing a threatened alien invasion. And in order to be prepared for that alien invasion, we have to do things like build high-speed rail
So there you go. This is another one of those ploys. Now, it's either a distraction. They're either trying to distract from all the stuff going on with Joe Biden. Now, I don't know if you heard the interview that happened with Karine Jean-Pierre, where she called Canada, the little Canada thing, made the Canada comment. I have never heard anyone stammer and stutter. She doesn't have a speech impediment. This is someone fishing for words. She doesn't know what to say. She's out in front of her brain. This is what happens when a person gets out in front of what they want to say. In other words, they don't know what they're going to say. They're just filling the air with sound so that they can try to figure out what they're going to say and try to make a point. That is what she does constantly. She does this every day in the press conferences. And she was doing it in this interview. I wish I had the interview. I'm going to try to pull this up. It may take me just a little while to find it. And I'll probably be very distracted while I'm doing this, but I want to try to find this. How do you spell her name? Is it Sean? I don't know. Karine, I don't know. Karine. Karine. Sean. There it is. All right. One-on-one with John. This is on MSNBC. It's a 10-minute interview. I'm not going to play that much of it. And then, of course, there's more. I was just looking for somebody who just had just that part of the interview. It's out there. They're not posting it anywhere recently. So I could probably pull it off somebody else's website because plenty of people have played it. It is the kind of stammering and stuttering that is absolutely just, it's total incompetence. That's what it is. You need to pause, take a moment, have a thought, and then articulate it. You can't just continue to stutter and stammer to try to fill the air with some kind of sound to make it sound like you're saying something. That just doesn't show any kind of ability to be articulate. Now, there's other things you can play into this, and that's just when someone's lying to you. There's also, there's a lot of other things that can kind of play into that, body language and the way a person talks, the timbre of their voice, everything else. However, this is a blatant sign of just complete incompetence. I'm making it up as I go. That's what this amounts to. Much like this show. I'm just making it up as I go. But I don't do that. I don't stammer and stutter and try to fill the air. Well, I do. I fill the air with just word salad. The entire show should probably just be called word salad. It's just, I probably should name this podcast should probably be named How to Kill an Hour of Your Time. How to Lose an Hour of Your Life. That's probably what I should call it. I know I have some friends that listen to this show, and I'm sure that what they do is they click on it and then they fast forward to the end, which is probably that's probably the smartest thing to do. Actually, they only lose about a minute of their life. If, maybe not even that much. It's probably a pretty good idea. So, but don't, I want you to listen to the show. So don't, for those of you who aren't my friends, go ahead, and listen to the whole show as punishment for not being my friend. Okay. So I have, my chai is half gone. So I got to work through this chai so I can get to my sweet tea. And I'm really looking forward to that. So I have, this whole thing with the balloons, it's either a distraction. This is a something that they're either trying to motivate people to do something like this Krugman thing. We got aliens attacking. We're under attack. The balloons are coming. First of all, you could say, well, how much money are we spending on, hey, we got the planes are already up there flying around. We might as well be using them for something. They use them for target practice all the time. This is good exercise as far as I'm concerned. And nobody's getting hurt as far as we know. Now, the hypocrisy, of course, is just, it's so thick, I don't even want to talk about it anymore because it makes me, I choke on it. It makes me sick. It makes me ill to my, I want to just vomit. When I think about the hypocrisy of the left, especially Chuck Schumer. Oh my, ugh, what a slimy individual.
We're coming for you, Gorsuch.
Well, that's not insightful.
You will pay the price.
First of all, you got a speech impediment, sir, that you could correct. That Jersey accent thing just drives me nuts. So he actually came out over the weekend stating that, well, we got a lot of, we gathered a lot of intelligence about this balloon when we let it, come over across America. We were surveilling it. Oh, I had to push the button there for a second because I had the old man cough so bad. And I wonder if I could find this. I'm going to see if I can find this because probably just a few clicks I can find this. Let's try it. So I'm going to. I think this is it right here. Now I don't know. I'm going to try to scrub through a little bit of this and see if I can, in the background here, so I can figure out. There's a particular point that he makes at one point. It's like, I think it's right about in there. I'm going to play this whole thing. It's a couple minutes long, so humor me here. Stay with me as I play this. It could be kind of boring at the beginning. I don't know. I'll probably make a few comments here and there. But let's see what we got here in this article or in this interview, and we'll see how this goes. Here we are. We have... this is Chuck Schumer with Stuff in Envelopes. That's part of a that in and of itself, George Stephanopoulos, who worked for Bill Clinton, by the way, in the Clinton administration, he was a huge high up on the Clinton staff, all of a sudden gets a job on, just happens to get a job on ABC. It's funny how that works. Saki, Jen Psaki. All of a sudden, she goes from MSNBC to White House spokesperson, then back to MSNBC. Same thing with Karine Jean-Pierre. She was a contributor, I think, on MSNBC or CNN. I think it was MSNBC, I believe. And then all of a sudden, she just, off to the White House. And then back to, it's just a regular shuttle back and forth between the two organizations, along with the FBI. They stop off at the FBI on the way there. Maybe there's people from the FBI are driving the bus. Actually, probably that's what's happening. So we have this. Let's just go on with this interview and continue on with this whole thing and listen to the crap that Schumer is saying. Now, if this would have been under the Trump administration, I just want you to keep in mind. Not to play, tit for tat here, but I'm going to. How would he have acted or reacted or talked about this whole thing had it been Trump? And I want you to think about how ridiculous, how absolutely insanely ridiculous the statements that he's making are. And I'm going to get into this. And we're supposed to, he's with a straight face, this guy. How does this guy get elected? How does this guy maintain? How does he even function? How does he brush his teeth? And then probably doesn't have teeth. Probably just pops them in. He's like 300 years old. How do these people stare at the camera? Now, I've got to tell you, as he's talking to Stephanopoulos here, they both have a bunch of notes in front of them. But he continues to look down at his notes. It looks like he's reading from a script as he's telling this. Now, he's very good at this. These guys who've been doing this for years, they know what points to put down on their paper. They can look down and make it sound like they're saying something just off the cuff, like they're just talking to you like they would talk to you having a conversation with you. They can make it very conversational. However, it is not. This is scripted. He knows what he's going to say. He's already talked to George about what they're going to put on the show. If you think these guys only work for an hour a day, George Stephanopoulos just comes out of his show for an hour and then he's done. Well, these guys are working 10, 16 hours a day. They're working, night and day. But they're only on the air for an hour. Because all this background stuff that they're doing, I probably spent an hour with Chuck before they even started the show. Talk about what they're going to say in this 10-minute segment that you're doing here. So you have to understand there's a whole lot more. This gets back to the whole thing of political theater. This is what we're seeing. And they have to rehearse. Theater has to be rehearsed. You can't just, improv all the time. 90% of what you're watching has been rehearsed or scripted. Maybe 10 to 15% of it, maybe, is improvisation. About 1% is news as it happens. But I digress. We're going to get back to this. Let's take a listen to what he's going to say here. Now let's get back to the video. Here we go. Roll the tape.
Yeah, it's been a while since COVID. I want to start with this question over the Chinese spy planes and other aerial objects. Three incidents in a week. President Biden took some heat from your Democratic colleagues for not shooting down the spy balloon
now,
sooner.
Right there. I want you to listen to something. He took some heat from your Democratic colleagues. Okay, I know I harp on this a lot. And you may think this is a non-issue. A lot of people don't think this is an issue at all. Your Democratic colleagues. Okay, they're Democrats. When you use the term Democratic, it changes the entire definition of who you're talking about. These people are not Democratic. They're the ones who come out and talk about we're going to lose our democracy. Well, your democracy is different than the democracy that we have, because the democracy that we have is actually a better subset would be to call it a constitutional representative republic. Because government is to be in place to protect our rights, not to give us our rights or to be the arbiters of our rights, which again is just insanely scary to think about that. So let's move on here now. But he says that, and it's just it's very disheartening to me. It's very, very concerning because nobody notices this stuff. And I hear Tucker Carlson do it all the time. The Democratic Party, the Democratic this, the Democratic, they're not Democratic. They are the fascists. They are the despots. Let's continue on.
And Saturday night. And are you confident in the overall administration response?
Yes. I was briefed by Jake Sullivan
last
night. Yes,
very confident.
So let me get right to it.
Let me get right to it. He's looking down at his notes.
The bottom line is, until a few months ago, we didn't know of these balloons.
They didn't know the Chinese had balloons. Okay, we didn't know of these balloons until a few months ago. Are you kidding me? Are you looking at the camera telling me you didn't know that all of our intelligence agencies had no idea that the Chinese had balloons capable of spying on us? Just a few months ago. Well, what else? Maybe that's not even their biggest secret. Maybe they've got nuclear weapons we need to be worried about. Maybe they've got a whole arsenal. What else don't we know about? They're hiding balloons? These guys are good. But by golly, they know I've got a podcast. They know about the parents who are trying to get these stupid books about kinds of sexual perversion out of their children's libraries. Their required reading that they can't even read at the school board meeting because it's inappropriate for children. Oh, but they're the terrorists. And oh yeah, the Department of Justice knows all about that. You're telling me our CIA, our NSA, our DOD, they know nothing of the Chinese having spy balloons until just a few months ago. How ridiculous of a statement is that? Now listen, he continues to go on with this. And he continues to go down this narrative. And it gets even stupider because I know better than this, but if it is true, if this is true, if what he's saying is true, we are screwed, folks. We are done. Because we have no idea what our adversaries, if you want to call them that, are doing. If that's the case, then we are so incompetent, we deserve to be crushed. Here's
intelligence and our military did not know. This went as far back as President Trump at least three times. Bottom line,
our intelligence and our military did not know that they had these balloons. I'm dumbfounded by this. I'm left speechless by this. Let's play this again.
Until a few months ago, we didn't know of these balloons. Our intelligence and our military did not know. This went as far back as President Trump at least three times.
It's wild that we didn't know, isn't it?
It's wild that we didn't know, isn't it? This went back to President Trump three times at least. Why wasn't Trump told about it? Nobody in the Trump administration knew anything about it. Oh, they went into our airspace three times and we weren't told? So this gets back to this whole thing of the deep state and how this is what's terrifying to me. Not terrifying that I sleep fine at night. Let me just tell you that because I've got peace that goes beyond understanding. Okay. Just let me be clear about that. On behalf of this country, on behalf of this nation, I'm just terrified. Because the person in charge, the person who's supposed to be at the top of, he depends a lot on the chain of command. These people that with all the intelligence agencies feeding the president, what would happen if an organization went rogue and started feeding the president with just the information that they wanted him to know, or a little bit of misinformation, or worded things a certain way, so that the president would make certain decisions They can manipulate him. He becomes a Manchurian candidate. What if they did that, and they had total control of this guy in the White House, and they were purposely leading and guiding the country to protect the budget for this and that and whatever else was going on? It's a tremendous amount of power that these people have, because they can control and manipulate this information that they're giving to the president, or just not giving the president, by not telling Trump. And this, there were people in the administration, and Milley was one of them, who was concerned about, well, you know, Trump might take action and attack China if he finds out that they got these balloons, they're surveilling us. Really? You mean Trump, the warmonger, the one who pushed the button all the time, the one who got us into wars all over the place. The only president in how many years who has not kept the perpetual war machine going, was actually scaling it back everywhere. And all of a sudden, they're concerned about him being the crazy one. The crazy ones are the ones who continue to push the buttons, keep spending billions of dollars. And this is, there was a really good show. I think, I can't remember the name of the person who was doing the video, listening to this lady talk over the, they were at some kind of a convention, and there was about the banking world and banking. This woman had incredible insight in terms of what, now I don't agree with everything she said. Of course, because I don't, doesn't matter who you are. I probably wouldn't agree with everything he said, but it's just because I can disagree just because I can. I will because I can. It's kind of one of those things. It's a defect I have. So she went on about the whole banking system, and boy, she really was very insightful in terms of how the banks are doing what they're doing and how they're going to bring about a digital currency and a cashless society. And she calls it a surveillance currency. And that's exactly what it is. That's the best name for it I can think of. They will be able to track everything that you pay for, everything that you do, everything that you make, or the money that you make, the taxes that you owe. We will be serfs at that point. You will have no control over what you do, because they will not only be able to watch what you're doing, they can control what you're spending money on. In other words, the government program will be that you can or cannot buy certain items from a store, because you haven't earned those social credits. This is exactly what happens in China right now. You can apply for a car. Good luck getting it. If you lose social status because of anything that you do wrong, then you will lose your ability to get a house or get a car or get food or certain types of food. It's an amazing amount of control. Once they control that, so we have to start thinking about, as a community, we have to start thinking about a barter society. Now, they will crack down on that. In fact, I think in some places they've actually made that illegal. Certain types of bartering is actually legal now. Illegal. Let's continue on with this. I'm just dumbfounded by the incompetence and the stupidity, apparently, that our $80 billion a year budget, NSA, CIA, all the stuff that they do, and they can't figure out that China has balloons. You know, if I just went to China, just visited Hong Kong, had a pair of binoculars and a camera, I could probably figure out, hey, they're working on balloons over here. All the intelligence that we have, all the surveillance that we have electronically and everything else, and we didn't know they were making balloons. Mr. Schumer, you are peeing on my leg and you're telling me it's raining.
It is wild that we didn't know. Absolutely.
It is wild. Isn't it wild?
Now they are learning a lot.
It's a lie that we didn't.
And
we're learning a lot more.
The military and the intelligence are focused like a laser.
Like a laser. Laser.
And accumulating the information. Then coming up with
again,
a comprehensive analysis of what went on before, what's going on now, and what could go on in the future. You can be sure that if any American interests or people are at risk, they'll take appropriate action. Until they get that comprehensive analysis, however, we have to look at each balloon individually
and see what they've done.
Were these
balloons Friday and Saturday night?
They believe they were, yes.
But they're not sure. They could have been bed sheets with a ghost in them. They're not exactly sure what these were. They believe they were, yes. This is Chuck looking at us, straight at us, and telling us again what he thinks that they are.
But much smaller than the one.
Oh, we know how big they were.
Both of those, one over Canada, one over Alaska, were at 40,000 feet. Immediately it was determined.
Now, I understand now that there was one over Lake Michigan that ended up floating all the way over Michigan until it got to, or flying. They're saying it's flying. We don't understand what kind of propulsion device it has. Well, it's called the wind. It's moving in the direction of the prevailing winds at altitude. Just look at the wind chart. You'll see why it's moving, the direction it's moving. If they can control the altitude that it goes at, which they can by simply running a little pump that pumps air, that pumps the gas, whatever they're using, helium or whatever they're using, in and out of this balloon, probably using something else. There's actually things that are much lighter than helium. And they're using that to pump in and out of this balloon. They can actually compress it, and it becomes heavier. If they let the air back out, it expands and it becomes lighter. They can control the altitude. If you know what the winds are doing aloft, then you can control the direction. And typically, direction changes by about 30 degrees from the surface, sometimes more, sometimes up to 90 degrees. I've been on approach a couple thousand feet above the ground and have winds out of the north, like directly, you know, directly out of the north. And by the time I get down to the ground, those winds have changed around about 30 degrees by the time I hit the ground. I hit the ground. That's what I do. When I bring the plane in, I don't bother landing it. I just use the airplane once. You just throw it away. It's a disposable airplane. Yes. Anyway, you're welcome to. I'm giving free airplane rides next week. Anyway,
that's a danger to commercial aircraft.
Oh, danger, 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 Will Robinson.
So the second one, in cooperation with the Canadians, the first one with the Americans, took it down. And that's appropriate.
He keeps looking at his notes.
The first balloon, there was a much different rationale, which I think was the appropriate
rationale. The appropriate one, unless you're Trump.
We got enormous intelligence information from surveilling the balloon as it went over the United States.
Didn't the Chinese get enormous intelligence as well?
Well, they could have been getting it anyway, but we have...
They could have been getting it anyway. Listen to how ridiculous... This is the most ridiculous part of this entire interview, in my opinion. We got enormous intelligence from watching this balloon, the way it traveled, and the way it went up and down, and what it did. We've never operated a balloon before. This is all new to us. Much more sophisticated than a hypersonic missile that they've got. By the way, we have those as well, too. We tested one over the weekend just to show them we have them. This guy is full of lies. I would like to say something else. I can't bring myself to use words like that. I've already said some things this morning that I probably shouldn't have. Used some terms that I shouldn't have used. But I don't know anything else to say. I am flummoxed here at this point. Listen to this again. Listen to what he has to say about this. And we're supposed to, he's got his brow, his glasses are down on his nose, of course, so he can read his notes. And he's got talking over the top of his glasses like he always does. And he's giving us that serious brow, you know, his brow is furrowed. Oh, this is serious. Balloons. Balloons are under, they're attacking us with balloons. We gained a lot of intelligence by watching this balloon and surveilling. We were surveilling this balloon. And Stephanopoulos asks the right question in kind of this like a creepy little, well, don't you think they got some intelligence too? Yeah, well, they would have gotten that anyway. Oh, because it was in a box in Joe's garage? Is that why? How else would have they gotten this information, Chucky? What are you talking about? Oh, they would have gotten that anyway. We're being played here, folks. I don't know what's going on, but the whole thing just stinks to high heaven. Higher than the balloon. The stink is what's propelling the balloon, in my opinion. It's so stinky.
Information from surveilling the balloon as it went over the United States.
Didn't the Chinese get enormous intelligence as well?
Oh, yeah, they would have gotten it.
They could have been getting it anyway, but we have to know what they're doing.
We got to know what they're doing.
We don't know exactly, but we got a lot of that. And even more important,
we got to know what they're doing. So we need to let them. Well, they're sending missiles over here with bombs on them, with nuclear warheads. Well, we're going to watch them and we're going to see where their targets are. We want to wait till they explode so we can tell whether or not they're an EMP or if they're an actual bomb. So we want to know what the targets are that they're targeting. So we're going to let those bombs come on in here. Just come, bring them on in so we can tell. That way we can gain all this intelligence. This is how ridiculous this is. It's just ridiculous. Let's keep going here.
Importantly, by shooting it down over water, U.S. waters, only 6 miles out from South Carolina, we're going to probably be able to piece together this whole surveillance balloon and know exactly what's going on. So that's a huge coup for the United States.
This program is going to have to be shut down now, hasn't it? The Chinese aren't going to be able to send balloons.
Look, I think the Chinese were humiliated. I think the Chinese are lying. And I think it's a real step back for them.
Oh, the Chinese are all upset about it. They've never lied to us before. You're talking about Dianne Feinstein's driver that she had driving for years, decades. Who I'm sure never heard anything on, I'm sure Dianne never talked on her phone in the car while she was driving, talking about anything top secret or, sensitive information at all about China. First of all, they want to scare us. I'm not too terribly scared about the Chinese balloons. I am a little bit concerned about why they want to send these balloons over here. I'm not as scared of the Chinese and their little thing here as I am. I'm more scared about the fact that they. One, either we don't have, either he's telling the truth and we have no idea what the Chinese are doing. They didn't even know what they had balloons. Don't we have satellites in the sky watching everything that they're doing? Certainly watching everything we're doing. So either we don't have this ability to know what they're doing. Maybe we should have some balloons of our own. All we have is satellites and submarines and all kinds of sophisticated internet intelligence and scanning ability and spies everywhere over there. We just need to get ahead of it. They're way ahead of us on this balloon technology. And we need to spend another $50 billion on that. Can't have them out balloon us. Oh, but we're going to recover all this and we're going to get all this information out of them. Boy, we're going to really get them on this one. They're embarrassed now by this because they know they lied to us. Yeah, because the CCP has never lied to us before.
Them, yes. I think they're going to have to. I think they're probably going to have to get rid of it or do something because they look really bad. And they're not just
they don't want to look bad.
States. This is a crew of balloons. We saw one in South America. They've probably been all over the world.
So what do we...
How are they launching these things, first of all? Where are they launching them from? Why are they just all of a sudden popping up? All over the world. South America? How are they getting them into the southern hemisphere? They've got to be launching them off of ships somewhere. That's the only explanation for that. We'll continue here.
Do now is to counter China overall. They're clearly taking more provocative actions.
Yeah. And one more point I'd make on this, by the way.
Oh, one more point.
I think Senator Tester is looking into why it took so long for us, our military, our intelligence, to know about these balloons. That's something I support. Congress should look at that.
Oh, we should look at that.
We have to answer. I think our military, our intelligence are doing a great job, present and future. I feel a lot of confidence in what they're doing. But why?
Really?
As far back as the Trump administration, did no one know about this? Now, on China in general, look.
All right, I'm sick of this guy. I have to bring it up to Trump. Right, oh, look, even under Trump, they didn't know about this. It started under Trump. First one's Trump started it. It's Trump's fault. Oh, you mean the xenophobic guy that you say hates the Chinese and he's going to get us into trouble and can't call the Chinese China virus, but he's in cahoots with them. He's getting payola under the table for them. Or at least he's a Russian spy. He's a Russian operative. Folks, there's so much more going on. This whole thing with the there's a YouTube channel called The Gray Zone. They're a little bit out there. They've got some interesting things to say. They have a tendency to tell the truth they do have a good idea of what do I want to say? They've got a good balance of they don't defend necessarily the right or the left in anything. They're pretty balanced. I mean, they'll go after somebody on the right as much as they will on the left. If they say something stupid or do something stupid. However, of course, the left is always doing things really stupid, and that's the tendency to go after them. But one of the things that they were talking about is how the influence of, you know, Russian relationship with the U.S. was influenced by Adam Schiff and the way he was. Trump almost had to react differently to Russia. Because every time he would try to talk to Putin or have any kind of relation with Putin as an ambassador, the media would jump all over it and accuse him of being, oh, he's having secret special meetings with Putin. We don't know. We have to know what was said in that meeting because he's a Russian asset. And the whole time, this whole thing was a phony story. And of course, this was influencing the psyche of Trump. In the administration. The administration was trying to watch what they said and did with regard to Russia. The whole thing with the withholding arms to Ukraine. He never withheld arms to Ukraine, by the way. That's what he was impeached for. All he wanted was information on not his political adversary. He wanted information on a potential political treasonous act that was happening. But he was impeached for that. It's ridiculous. Well, I don't know what you think of Trump. It's the way they treated the guy and the way they're still treating the guy, even as if it was any just normal human being on the planet. They're trying to take all of his rights away. They're trying to destroy the man. They're singling him out. And of course, they're going to go after anybody else who supports the guy or says that's just the nature. The things the FBI is doing recently, the way they're treating people, they will bust into somebody's home. This become their SOP. They will bust into your home. They will tell you they have a warrant. They won't show you the warrant, or they'll flash it in front of your face and not let you read it while they're talking to you and have you basically cuffed in your underwear outside for the world to see. As agents go through your home and take every electronic device you have, everything that they can find, every file cabinet, everything that they've got, and who knows what else they're doing in there, planting anything that they want to plant or whatever they're going to say or do, confiscating everything that has anything to do with the warrant, and you never get charged with anything. Or they'll tell you they're going to charge you with this heinous crimes. Unless you take a plea deal. We're going to charge you with conspiracy to treason, and you're going to be sentenced to death three times. And but if you plead guilty to this misdemeanor, we'll drop all the other charges. In the meantime, we're going to put you in prison for about a year until you make a decision. This is Gestapo. This is third world stuff. There's zero accountability for this. There's absolutely no accountability for this. And it continues to happen. It is happening, and it continues to happen. Somebody needs to get to the bottom of it. Now, some people are talking about, and I, at first I was like, okay, so yeah, so we got this Jim Jordan council thing. They're going after all these people. They're trying to get somebody. They're going to bring Christopher Wray in again. They're going to bring the FBI in again. They're going to bring all these whistleblowers up. They're all going to have their little say. They're going to say, we can't comment on any ongoing investigations. So who does investigate the FBI? Who holds them accountable? Jim Comey. Well, you're going to investigate the investigator? That seems silly. No, James. That's called accountability. You don't investigate yourself. We're going to conduct an internal investigation. We're going to investigate ourselves and find out if we did anything wrong. How absolutely absurd that is. Absolutely absurd. Well, I'm glad I got all that much. Let me check my... I got this watch. I bought it at Aldi's because that's the way I roll with technology. My heart's only beating about 80, well, it's even less than that. It looks like it's down in the 70s, 70, yeah, about 70, it's about 72 beats per minute. It's less than that. So it's actually, when I turn the monitor on, it just starts a monitor. It's in the 60s, actually. My heart's not even pumping that fast. Currently, it's around 65 beats per minute. A lot of people's resting heart rate is much higher than that. That's because, you know, I'll check my oxygen, my O2 level. Let's do that real quick, too. I can check that. It's about the only two things this watch will do. It measures my steps. I can check my steps every day. I've got a goal of 8,000 steps. And my O2 level is 97%. So far today, I have 409 steps. That's about all I took since I, you know, feeding the cat, taking the dogs out, doing my stuff, and walking down here for the show. By the end of the day, it'll be, I guarantee it'll be about 10,000 steps probably by the end of the day, probably. That's my guess. I really want to get to the point where I have my chai drink. I'm almost done now. I'm down to about my last swallow. In the meantime, I realize this has been it's going about 45 minutes. Must have been talking fast. The ridiculous nature of the current administration that we have and just the hypocrisy is what I want to point out here. I'm not saying that these balloons aren't serious. I'm not saying that they are serious. All I'm saying is, if you notice the contrast between what happens between when a Republican is in office, and it won't matter if it's Trump or DeSantis or Carrie Lake. It doesn't matter who's in office. It doesn't matter. If it's a Republican, they are the Nazi. They're losing our democracy because the Republicans are in charge. They're now saying that this Hunter Biden, let's talk about the Hunter Biden laptop thing here for just a minute. Because now we're being told this is a half-fake conspiracy theory, right-wing vast conspiracy. Now, remember back when Bill was taking advantage of a young intern, having sexual relations with her in the Oval Office? Remember when that was happening? That was, according to Hillary, that was part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. They tricked her husband. This is part of a vast right-wing conspiracy. It's their fault. They tricked him. We hear this. She was the first one that ever really came up with that idea. And it's been still being used. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Sandy Cortez. She went by Sandy her whole life through school. Now, she's talking like, and she's doing the swag thing. She's got the, she's snapping the Z's. She's doing the whole thing and talking like she's part of the squad. She's making these comments about this Hunter laptop thing being a half-fake conspiracy theory from the right. Okay, well, that's interesting. That's easy to say. So explain to us exactly which half is fake. Okay, Alexandria, tell us which half is fake. Give us some details here, if you have some details on this whole thing. Because come to find out, Hunter Biden's lawyers would like to sue the people who are defaming him with the information that was on the laptop But they're not claiming the laptop was theirs. Well, the laptop was theirs, but the information was wasn't the laptop wasn't ours. It was stolen. Sky didn't have any right to it. Oh, yes, he did. He signed in writing. He said, if you don't come back and pay your bill in 90 days, this becomes my property. When he got to looking through it, realizing there was a lot of illegal activity, pictures and video of illegal activity on the laptop, he decided to turn it over to authorities. They took it. They kept it. They said nothing. He happened to make a copy of it. He gave it to someone else to see if they would do something with it. When he found out this guy could become president, he's like, this is bad. Then they turned Rudy Giuliani into a criminal. They raided his home, took everything but his copy of the laptop information. They took all of his devices. That's what they do now. They just take all your electronic devices. That is your world. Your world is wrapped up. We're supposed to be secure in our papers and effects, which is all digital. Whether it's digital or not, it's all part of your effects. They just come in and take those things now. We're not taking your documents. We're just taking your phone. Well, my phone contains all my documents. Now that they're able to break those things. But that's what's happening right now with the whole Hunter Biden thing, is that they're calling it a fake conspiracy. It's just ridiculous. Why we should be talking about, you know, the economy and all these. You guys are the ones that destroyed the economy. You guys had 2 years to work on all this stuff. Well, we gave you the economic recovery plan because you guys destroyed the economy. What are you going to do, just print more money and throw more money at it? People need help. We need to start sending people checks. We're paying ourselves. All we're doing is devaluing our own dollar. The money that we have right now, if you have a stack of cash in your house, every time they start spending money, every time they start printing more money, the way they get this money back into the economy, the way they get it back into the economy, I call it the economy, into their pockets, is by keeping these perpetual wars going. This lady who was doing this video interview, she nailed it. She had exactly the receipts. She knew exactly what was going on. She said they'll keep these perpetual wars going. They keep the money flowing in things that we have to support. We have to pour this money into whatever it is, whatever the crisis is at the moment. And most of that money, 90% of it, gets printed and just sent out into the world, trickles its way back into our economy, and makes our dollar worth less than it is. Our dollar, from the time we unpinned it from the gold standard in Nixon's era, it was back in 60, was it 67 or 72, whatever it was. Back in that era, they unpinned it from a tangible asset. From that time until today, it is now worth 3 cents what it was worth back then. An ounce of gold back in that time, in 1965, an ounce of gold would buy you a very nice suit. A well-tailored, personal, individualized suit. Men's suit. Today, an ounce of gold will buy you a very, very nice custom-tailored suit. High quality, good material, well-crafted suit. Your dollar, however, will not. If you had the same amount of money in paper money, which, by the way, grows on trees, comes from trees. So yes, money does grow on trees, in case you're wondering, because they make money with paper. Paper comes from trees, folks. Hello? Take a torch to your money, to your cash. See how long it lasts. Take a torch to a bar of gold. See how long it lasts. Now, the problem is, having a bar of gold, how are you going to trade that? You're going to walk into McDonald's. Hey, I'm just going to shave a little bit of this off for you here at the drive-thru. Got my knife here. I'll just give you a couple shavings. Pay for my Happy Meal. See, it doesn't work that way. It's got to be transferable into some kind of currency that you can trade or something that you can trade. So this becomes kind of an interesting phenomena or a dilemma. I would contend, personally, I think that food is a much more readily, easily tradable commodity. Lead in the form of bullets is also easy to trade. There's a lot of things that are easier to trade that have value than a piece of metal. Now, yes, if you're going to trade on the world stage, going to be involved in commerce, having a little bit of, in my opinion, having some precious metals probably is good to have as an insurance plan, as a backup plan to buffer the problems that we're probably going to experience here in the next few years. The World Economic Forum and the World National Bank, World Monetary Fund, the IMF, all of them have all stated that the goal is to be completely cashless in all of the Western society by 2030. There is some estimate that the pandemic may have actually accelerated that process, and we may even see a cashless United States currency, a digital currency, if you will, which we already have, by the end of this year. They think around June, because of some things that are happening globally with the banking industry and some of the things that are happening with trade, sometime in the month of June, there's something specific happening that will probably trigger a lot of this and end up ushering in a global currency. Now, getting back to what the guy was saying at the beginning of this show, a little audio I played. They, you know, don't ever let a crisis go to waste kind of thing. And I think that's what they're doing with a lot of this. And in my opinion, which is just my opinion, they probably are thinking about what they're going to do with these balloons. We have a national emergency. We need to, we're being attacked by, now the ones that they're seeing now, They don't look like a balloon. They don't look like a weather balloon. They don't look like any kind of balloon. They just look like some kind of weird structure. You know, it wouldn't be surprising to me if some kid out in Montana had this weird shaped balloon thing. So I am going to launch this thing. It looks like a UFO. Now kids are just building this stuff and sending them up there. Now there's also the issues of light refraction and light reflection. When you're seeing things from that altitude, sometimes you can see things, if light reflects off of it funny, it can create all kinds of weird things in your eye. It can create all kinds of weird things in your... And of course, we're getting back information. Supposedly, what these pilots saw, they're reporting back. Well, how many people has that gone through? The pilot are sworn to secrecy, first of all. They can't just talk to the news media. Yeah, I was up there flying my F-22 around, and this is what I saw. The local newscaster is not going to be able to interview these individuals. They're being debriefed by... you know who, and then they're passing that information on, and they're passing that information on, and they're passing that information on, and it gets back to their sources in the news media, and they tell them what they want to hear. So don't think for a minute that we're getting the full story on any of this stuff. Of course, when they show these pictures of these guys retrieving the balloons, those were staged. You'll say, we got to get this picture of you guys. As you guys get this, we got to get this picture. These are all pictures. You think the news media is out there taking these pictures in their boat? No. These are pictures being taken by who knows who. It's other assets. This is the photo that can be released. It's all top secret classified stuff. It's the thumb, you know, they have three or four pictures, and that's the thumbnail on every video that's about the story. It's, again, theater, folks. It's theater. Much like this show. It's theater. Well, folks, once again, I want to thank you for listening to me rant and rave for an hour. And thanks for subscribing. Thanks for participating with your ears, letting me ruffle your feathers a little bit. Tomorrow morning, I'm hoping to have a show a little bit earlier. I've got a big job coming up. What is today? Today's the 13th. Oh, I think it's actually tomorrow. I was thinking it was on Wednesday. I got a big voiceover job coming up tomorrow. I hope that doesn't get in the way of doing things with the show, but it shouldn't. We'll see how it goes. And once again, folks, do appreciate you listening, appreciate you praying for the nation, praying for our leaders. And especially as I start to take my first sip of my iced tea, my sweet tea here, just continue to pray for the nation, pray for our spiritual leaders as well, folks. God bless. Have a great week. I hope you had a great weekend.